Hi, I'm Rick Warren, and Merry Christmas. You're listening to Daily Hope.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, today we bring our series called Trusting God's Timing in Your Life to a close with our final lesson about the critical timetable God had for Christmas, and we'll learn how being in step with God's timing is essential for your success in life today. Here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a special Christmas message called The Rest of the Story.
Stage three in the path out of paradise is the T in path, which is temptation. And the Bible says the fruit looked delicious and pleasing. And this third thing seems to offer the promise of pleasure. It looked appealing. Now the H in the path out of paradise, so the way we move away from God, the H stands for hostility. And it says here, she took the fruit and she ate it. Now, what happens is her doubts turn into defiance, and her doubts now turn into disobedience. And she goes, forget you, God. I'm going to go ahead and eat this because it looks good. It looks pleasing. I feel like eating it. Now, at this point, we begin to live in open rebellion against God. Open rebellion against his love. So I don't really care what God says. I'm going to do what I want to do. And then what happens is because we feel the guilt of that and you rationalize it. Rationalize means you tell yourself rational lies. You're lying to yourself. You're trying to tell your heart what your mind and your heart know are wrong. And you're trying to convince yourself. You're trying to rationalize by telling yourself lies. But we feel guilty, we feel shame, and then what happens is we start getting angry whenever anybody mentions God. I don't know if you've noticed this, but I've noticed that people who deny God are often angry people. And they get angry if I mention God and if you mention God. The real issue is not do they want to believe in God or not. The real issue is they don't want to believe. Because if I did have to believe in God, I'd have to obey him, and I don't want a boss. I don't want a Lord. I don't want a God in my life. I want to be God. Now, what happens when we take the path out of paradise, just like Adam and Eve did? We all do it in our own ways. Well, it leads to darkness. The Bible tells us this. Look on your outline. That God is light, and in him is no darkness. In heaven, the Bible says it's bright and light. There's no need for a sun because God is light, and in him is no darkness. The further we walk away from God, the darker our lives become, the more depressed, the more discouraged, the more disappointed, the more dark our lives become. What happens when people walk away from God? Well, it eventually affects the entire culture, and darkness descends on an entire nation or culture. Look at this verse, Psalm 82, verse 5, out of the Living Bible. Because you are in darkness, all the foundations of society are shaken to the core. Whoa, if ever there was a relevant verse for our society today, because you're in darkness, all the foundations of society are shaken to the core. You know, I've always liked the fact that in our northern hemisphere here on earth, Christmas comes at our darkest week of the year. In the northern hemisphere, we have the shortest days and the longest nights right when Christmas comes. And God says, let there be light. And we put up lights in our homes, and the light of God shines in the darkest part of the year. Now, act one, let's review. God made you to love you. Act two in the rest of the story is you and I have walked away from God's love. We've all been in rebellion against our loving creator in many ways. We say, I want to run my own life. I'm going to ignore you, God. Now we can understand Christmas, which is act three. In Act 3, God sent Jesus to woo us back. God wants you back. He sent Jesus to woo us back. And God wants you in his family forever. So he comes after you to win you back. The Bible says it like this in the book of 1 John, chapter 4. And in verse 9, it says this. This is how God showed his love to us. He sent the one and only Son, his one and only Son, into the world so that we could have life through him. You see, you're not really living when you're disconnected from God. You're just existing. The fact is, you're in the dark when you're not connected to the light. And in the dark, it's easy to lose your way. I lose my way, you lose your way, society loses its way. Most people today believe that America and even the world is on the right, on the wrong path. So it's easy to lose your way. It's easy to get lost in the dark. So you know what? God sent a rescue party. And the Bible says in Luke chapter 19, verse 10, Jesus said this, I came. Jesus is announcing why I came. I came to find and restore the lost. We've lost our way. We've lost our direction. We've lost our clarity. You haven't lost your value. That's why God still cares for you. He created you. But you are lost without Christ in your life. You lose your dignity. You lose your identity. You lose your clarity. You lose your meaning and purpose in life. A lot of things happen when I'm lost. But the most famous verse in the Bible talks about the antidote. And this is Act 3. John 3:16. You've seen this verse held up on signs at football games and all over the world. It says this, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, this verse gives the antidote to the path away from paradise. In fact, this verse gives us the path back to paradise. And while there are four steps that cause us to lose our connection with God, there are only two steps back, and they're in this verse. The first is to receive God's gift of love. You just accept it. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. It's a gift. By the way, do you know why we give gifts at Christmas? Because God gave the first Christmas gift. He sent Jesus. God so loved the world that he gave. The greatest Christmas gift is Jesus Christ. God gave Christ to you to redeem you, to save you, to restore you in relationship, to reconnect you to God. God so loved the world that he gave his son. Notice, he didn't send an angel. He didn't send a prophet. He didn't send a good teacher. He sent his son. God came himself. What is the Son of God? God in human form. Jesus was God in a body. God said, I'll go myself. If God had wanted to communicate to ants, he would have become an ant. If God had wanted to communicate to cows, he could have become a cow. But God wanted to communicate to human beings, so he became one of us. And he came into the world just like we all did, through a birth canal of a mother. Why? Because nobody's afraid of a baby. There are lots of ways God could have come to earth to reveal himself. And it probably would have scared us to death. But Jesus came to save us, not to scare us. So he came like we all did. Nobody's afraid of a baby. You say, well, why was all this necessary? Because somebody had to pay for my sins and your sins. God is a loving God, but he's also a God of justice. If there'd been any other way for all of your sins, all the things you've ever done wrong in life to be paid for, believe me, God wouldn't have wasted time sending a Savior. There is no other way. You say, well, I don't need a Savior. Well, then everything that happened at Christmas and at Easter was a total waste of God's effort and energy. Did you know that even if you were the only person on earth, Jesus Christ still would have come to earth and died on the cross for you? Now, why did Jesus do this for you? Because he loves you. God so loved you. The Bible tells us that God's love is extravagant, that it's lavish, that it's beyond comprehension. In fact, you and I will never fully understand how much God loves us. It's like an ant trying to understand the internet. We don't have the brain capacity. But notice, it doesn't say God so loved the world, he sent a letter. He didn't just say he loved us. He showed he loved us. He proved it in the most expensive way by dying for you and me, by sacrificing his son for you. You know, this is how I know it's not a fairy tale. Because in all the fairy tales, the people die for the king. They sacrifice themselves for the king. But in this one, the creator of the universe comes and dies for us. He sacrifices his son for you. And on the cross, with his arms outstretched, he says, I love you this much. I love you so much it hurts. I'd rather die than live without you. And when they drove those nails through the hands of Jesus on the cross, they went straight into the heart of God. The cross was love in the first degree. You see, God loves you on your bad days as much as on your good days. He'll never love you any more or any less than he does right now. In fact, you can't make God stop loving you. Did you know that? You can try, but you can't make God stop loving you because God loves you based on who he is, not what you do. God is not mad at you. He's mad about you. So in the path back to God, first, I just accept the gift. I accept God's gift of love and forgiveness and his son, Jesus Christ, to be my Savior. The second step back is to believe his promise. That's the second half of this very famous verse, John 3:16. It's the greatest offer you're ever going to be offered. It says this, whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
If you enjoy Rick's free daily email devotional, then we are excited to let you know that he has collected a whole year's worth of his powerful devotionals and put them in a convenient, beautifully designed hardcover book called Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions. Now you can start your day off with the Word of God right at your fingertips. The Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions book also makes a great gift for a friend or a loved one. We'll send you this great resource when you give a gift to support Daily Hope today. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource and have your financial gift matched up to $100,000. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Today is the last day to get this study tool, so don't wait.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, winner of the NRB Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
It doesn't matter what your ethnic background is. It doesn't matter what your religion is. It doesn't matter what your race is. It doesn't matter what your age is, what your economic background is. It doesn't matter all the good or bad things you've done. You may be Hindu or Buddhist or Christian or Jew or Muslim or no religion at all. Whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. It's for everybody. What's the condition? Oh, there's only one condition. Believes in him. Who's the him? Jesus. What does it mean to believe in Jesus? It's more than just knowing who someone is or what they've done. It's a personal commitment to them. See, I believe Buddha lived, but I'm not a Buddhist. I believe Hitler lived, but I'm not a Nazi. I believe Karl Marx lived. I know some of the stuff he did, but I'm not a communist. But I believe in Jesus. And I'm a disciple. I'm a follower of Christ. Why? Because I've given myself to trusting him. No other religious leader claimed to be alive. See, all those other people who died, they didn't come back to life. A lot of people are going to miss heaven by 18 inches because they know about Jesus up here in their head, but they've never accepted him into their heart. I want us to read this John 3:16 again aloud together. I want to put it up on the screen, and let's read this slowly because it's the most important verse, the path back to God. Let's read it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's the greatest Christmas gift. The good news is that all of God's children are guaranteed heaven. The problem is not everybody's God's child. Everybody's loved by God. Everybody's created by God, but not everybody's in God's family. It's not automatic. You must choose to join God's family. How? By believing and receiving. I believe Jesus Christ died for me. I receive him into my life. Most of you have already done part one. I believe Jesus died on the cross. I believe he rose again, but you've never received him into your life. You're halfway there. You need to commit yourself to him and his purpose and his values and goals for your life. You know, Christmas is the most celebrated holiday on earth. Why? Well, Jesus didn't come to earth to stay as a baby. He came to die for our sins. No one else has offered to do that for you. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19 says this, God was in Christ offering peace and forgiveness to the people of this world. Nobody has ever else offered to do that for me. Nobody else has offered to do that for you. That's Act 3, what God did for you because of Christmas. Now we come finally to Act 4, and it is this stage that we're in right now. And here's Act 4. We choose to accept or we reject him. And God gives you and me the choice. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19 in the Bible says this. God is talking. Today, God says, I'm giving you the choice between life and death, between blessing and curse. And I call on heaven and earth, God says, to witness the choice you make. Oh, I want you to choose life. Can you hear the passion of God in that verse? It says, I don't want you to choose death and destruction and guilt and sin and rejection and hell. I want you to choose life and peace and love in me. And he says, I give you the choice between blessing or curse. What is that blessing? Well, one of the blessings is you get to be part of God's family. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5 says, God's unchanging plan has always been to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. God created the human race because he wanted a family who chose to love him. He wants you in his family, but you've got to choose to love him. So that's one of the blessings. The other blessing is if you do that, you get to spend eternity with God. You know, none of us can imagine how fun that's going to be in heaven. But the Bible tells us this, no man has ever heard or seen or imagined what wonderful things God has ready for those who love the Lord. How much does God love you? The Bible says it like this, Ephesians chapter 3. May you be able to feel and understand how long, how wide, how deep, and how high God's love really is. And that you may experience this love for yourselves. How long is God's love? It's long enough to last forever. He's never going to stop loving you. How wide is God's love? Wide enough to be everywhere. There's no place you can be where God isn't. And you may feel alone at times in your life, but you will never actually be alone because God's love is wide. He will always be there. How deep is God's love? Deep enough to handle anything, no matter what pain or hurt or problem you go through. People say, well, I'm in the pit of hell. There is no pit so deep that God's love is not deeper. And how high is God's love? It's high enough to overlook your mistakes. You see, God wanted you here on Christmas Day this year so he could say this to you. I love you. I love you. I love you. That is Act 4. There's actually one more act in history. It's coming, and it's Act 5. What is Act 5? That's what happens in eternity. It's after death, because everybody who has believed and received God's love on earth here through Jesus Christ are going to live with God forever. That's Act 5, and it's unending. Everybody who rejected God's love on earth will live without God forever. That would be hell. But everybody who receives God's love will live with God forever. You were made to last forever. And God wants you in his family. Why in the world would you walk away? If there's a door that says reject God's love and the door says accept, you walk out the one that says reject God's love. Who do you blame for that? Acts chapter 10, verse 35 says this. It makes no difference who you are or where you're from. If you want God and you're ready to do as he says, the door is open. Jesus is an equal opportunity savior. It doesn't matter what you've done. Some of you have been away from God for months or weeks or years, maybe even decades. You say, well, how can I come back to God? I'm so embarrassed. I'm ashamed. Isaiah 54, 7. This is what God says to you on Christmas morning right now. He says this, with deep love, I will take you back. With deep love, I will take you back. Would you bow your head right now? Would you just bow your head in prayer? I'd like to lead you in a Christmas prayer to do one of two things, to invite Christ into your life for the first time or to come back home because you've strayed away. This Christmas, I want to urge you to accept God's Christmas gift to you, Jesus Christ, and take the path back to paradise. You are only two steps away. Believe God's promise and receive Him into your life. So follow me in this prayer right now. Say, dear God, I want to get back to you. You made me. You created me. You love me. And I want to get to know you. I don't want to be disconnected from my Creator. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for loving me even when I ignored you. And I want to take the path back to paradise. I want to accept your gift of Jesus Christ, who came at Christmas and died on the cross and rose again on Easter. I don't understand it all, but thank you, Jesus Christ, for your grace and your forgiveness that you give to me because of your love and dying for me on the cross. And I want to accept your forgiveness in my life. I want to turn my life over to you. I want to believe in you by committing myself to you. For the rest of my life, I want to follow your plan, not my plan. I want to know the purpose, God, that you created me for, and I want to fulfill that. And I want you to use me to do good in the world and to make a difference and to tell others about this good news that we can have our past forgiven and a purpose for living and a home in heaven forever. So this Christmas, I receive the first Christmas gift, the gift of your Son. Change me, transform me, make me the person you want me to be. And I humbly ask this in Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, this is Pastor Rick. If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord, and you need to tell somebody. And why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in a moment to close out our time together. If you enjoy Rick's free email devotional, then we are excited to let you know that for the very first time, these devotions are available in a brand new 365-day devotional hardcover book called Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions. The Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions book makes a great gift for a friend or loved one, especially with Christmas right around the corner. We'll send you this great resource when you give a gift to support Daily Hope today. Now, we're excited to let you know that a very generous couple has stepped forward with a special $100,000 December matching grant. That means any gift you give now will be doubled up to $100,000. But the grant expires at midnight at the end of this month, so please contact us right away. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource and have your financial gift matched up to $100,000. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Thanks so much for your support. Today is the last day to get this study tool, so don't wait. Right now, here's Rick with a special Christmas greeting.
Christmas is one of my favorite times of the year. It brings up all these memories of family and food and gifts, but the best of all is the birth of Jesus Christ. I love it because it tells us that God is with us. So from my family to yours, here's wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.